السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa, this ayat of the Quran Sharif you have heard many times, and if only we keep it in front of us all the time, then it is sufficient for our islah. For our islah purposes, just this one ayat is sufficient. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah. O ye believers, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's displeasure, which comes by way of his disobedience. The meaning, the general meaning would be, the implication is this, that disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring about his displeasure. So fear this displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is worse than the azab of Jahannam. The displeasure of Allah is worse than the azab of Jahannam. And the proof for that is a hadith of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. ND 2862. You're parked by the school gate, please move immediately. ND 2862. Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. O Allah, I seek from you your pleasure and jannat. First, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is seeking the pleasure of Allah, and jannat after that. Meaning that the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is far more important to seek than jannat. Because if Allah ta'ala is happy, then jannat is going to be automatic. And the ni'mats of jannat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give to those people with whom he is pleased and happy. But to show that the ni'mats of jannat, the hoors of jannat, the gardens of jannat, the fruits of jannat, the streams of jannat, all the palaces, the rubies, the pearls, one palace built of one pearl, just one pearl, whole palace is built on that in jannat. If you have to describe jannat, then all of us would desire that we leave immediately for jannat. But those people whose hearts are attached with their jannats in this world, even after listening to all the ayats of jannat, the desire will not come in the heart to go to jannat. Nevertheless, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I am seeking your rida, your pleasure, your happiness and jannat. If Allah ta'ala is happy, then everything is ours. Inside the heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that person gardens of jannat, as you have heard so many times. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstaan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstaan mein. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jaame. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is happy with anybody, with any person, if Allah is happy, wo shab o roz hai gulstaan mein, day and night is in gardens. in his heart Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him the gardens of Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is seeking the rada and the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first, and Jannah after that. And then he says, Wa'uzubika min ghadabika wa nar. And O Allah, wa sakhatika wa nar. O Allah, I seek protection in you from your anger, from your displeasure, from your ghazab, and from the azab of Jahannam. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is angry, when he is displeased, when he is annoyed, then that is worse than the azab of Jahannam. And ask those who are ashiks of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that when they sense the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on any action of this, if they just sense that Allah Ta'ala must be displeased with this action of mine, they become restless. They don't enjoy their food. They don't enjoy their drink. They don't enjoy sleeping on those comfortable beds. They don't enjoy that wealth and the property and the gold and the silver. They don't enjoy the drive in their beautiful cars. They don't enjoy the gardens with all the beautiful flowers and the fragrance of those flowers. They don't enjoy the beautiful fragrance of expensive perfumes. They don't enjoy their beautiful wives. Nothing. The moment they sense that my Allah must have become displeased with me upon this action of mine, they will not be satisfied until they have made plenty of tawbah, until they have made plenty of tawbah. They consider that it is themselves as the slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being the master, Allah Ta'ala's displeasure is worse than the azab of Jahannam. And we have seen this. It's not just a fairy tale. I'm not talking about a fantasy world. We have noticed this in the lives of our akabir, our pious elders and buzrugs and the solaha, that if they sensed just a little displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in some action of this, and we are human beings, we are bound to make mistakes, we are bound to err, we are bound to slip, we are bound to fall, but the moment the person senses that I have erred, I have made a mistake, I have gone wrong, I have displeased my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then there is no question of them feeling relaxed and happy and comfortable, and they are still enjoying the food and they are making merry and they are singing away and dancing away and still going on using every ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without any concern. That is not their condition, because they immediately sense a darkness coming into their heart, and they are not satisfied until they make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. And when they make tawbah and istighfar, when the tears of nadamat flow from their eyes, realizing that Allah has become displeased, then abre rahmat ki barish hai jame, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them the rains of rahmat in their lives. Rahmat then descends upon such a person. At-taibu min az-zambi kamal la zambala. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan on us. The person who is making tawbah from his sins, he is as if he hasn't committed sins. But that is that if it is huququl ibad, he has got every niyat and intention of fulfilling those rights. If it is huququllah, then he's got every niyat now after the tawbah of fulfilling those things that he has made qaza, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, as you have heard many times. But that is when he starts getting that abre rahmat ki barish hai mujhame. That waterfall of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. Those who have seen the Victoria Falls or the Niagara Falls or some other big waterfall, then they know what happens. From such a height, the water drops. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat descends like that on the hearts of these people who have made sincere tawbah from the sin that they have committed. So, ittaqullah, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's displeasure is worse than the azab of Jahannam. It is worse than the azab of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is greater than the ni'mats of Jannat. When the person will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Jannat, then he will forget all the ni'mats of Jannat. He will not even remember the ni'mats of Jannat when Allah Ta'ala will make his didar. What can I do if that share comes again to mind? You may have heard it from me already 100 times, but listen to it again. Unke rukh se naqab aaj uthegi, آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی ان کے رخ سے نقاب آج اٹھے گی آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی What are we chasing about behind those beautiful faces that we see on the streets? Those faces are going to perish. Those bodies are going to perish. They're going to turn to dust. There will be a million and one worms eating up those bodies in the qabr. At that time, all those ashiks will run away. The exception are the wives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the wives halal. Allah ta'ala has himself not only mentioned in the Quran Sharif, but Rasulullah Paak says, I mean, so many ahadith that people should get married if they have the ability to get married. And those wives can be an assistance and a help in their deen. And in Jannat also, Allah Ta'ala will make the person's wife more prettier than even the hoors of Jannat. So they are exceptions. But we are talking about those haram faces, those faces which are haram for us to see. And it seems as if we want to give our lives for them, we want to give our hearts to them, we want to give our wealth for them, we want to give everything for them. It really hurts when we see young people, they are destroying themselves. And they are leading a restless life. They say, we don't know what to do, Molna. What must I do? I can't sleep. I can't get off my mind. And it's causing so much of problems sometimes between husbands and wives. So what I am saying is that this niqab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has come over his countenance. That is what we should look forward to, that in the Jannat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the poet says, that niqab over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's face and glory, it will be removed. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. What an occasion that would be. That the person all his life for whom he was making ibadat, for whom he was making zikr, for whom he was making tilawat, for whom he was putting the knife over the throat of his evil desires. There was a pain that was coming on his heart, but he was restraining himself from haram, whether it was in the business or whether it was in any other place. That pain that was coming, that gham that he was taking, he was taking for the pleasure of Allah, and he hadn't seen that Allah. He only accepted, he only believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon the teaching of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that believe in one Allah. So he believed in the Quran Sharif without seeing Allah. He believed in Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He obeyed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in everything. And he took the pain on his heart without seeing that Allah. Now that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, you have taken a lot of pain in the world for my sake, for my pleasure. Now is the time for your pleasure. Just a few years, and nowadays we don't even know whether it's going to be few years or few seconds or few minutes. Every day without fail, some part of the country, somebody is hijacked and murdered and killed. And departs without any notice. So just a little while, and that pain that we take for that little while, it is better than taking that pain for a long, long while. That person who restrained himself from haram, that pain is for a little while. And if he says, no, let me commit the adultery, let me commit the zina, let me give my heart to that which is haram for me, so then that pain will remain for a long, long time. So the sensible person, why should he take that kind of a pain for a long, long time? Ask those people if they got peace after that. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kehte hai ab sawab hai, sud mein aur qimar mein. What a revolution has taken place in the Muslim society. What a revolution. I just received one magazine from Pakistan. and in there apparently one minister in one of the provinces. Now he is recommending, very intelligent minister, highly educated. And now he is recommending that there should be allowance or permissibility in Islam for a couple to court for a considerable amount of time, because lots of people are deceiving their wives. Some are blind, some are deaf, some are dumb, some are a little bit paralyzed, so they are deceiving their wives. So therefore, the couple should, without nikah, first spend some time, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year. And this is coming from a minister who is a Muslim in a Muslim country. Of course, everyone has taken him to task on that. But what I am getting at is, this is what Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying, kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Something that the Quran Sharif has declared haram, something that the Hadith Sharif has declared haram. Is that the only way of finding out? A person cannot find out in any other way. So this is that inqilab. The mizaj has changed, the attitude has changed. And we want rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the ghazab of Allah do not go together. Where there's darkness, there's no light. And where there's light, there's no darkness. Darkness and light cannot reside in the same place at the same time. Either is going to be darkness or light. Even if though it may be a little light. So this is that cry of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and he is talking about his time. Now imagine in our time. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ghazab and displeasure is worse than Jahannam. So this ayat, suddenly again I started talking about that ayat, otherwise I had something else to discuss. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ittaqullah, haqqa tuqati, fulfilling the rights of this taqwa. Whatever is that right of that fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we fulfill it. My Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says, always we say, make namaz for the pleasure of Allah, keep roza for the pleasure of Allah, give zakat for the pleasure of Allah, give charities for the pleasure of Allah. And then we say, stay away from sins for the fear of the azab of Jahannam and the azab of Allah. That is what we normally say. That out of the fear of the azab of Jahannam, stay away from haram. Stay away from stealing. Stay away from gambling. Stay away from fornication. Stay away from drinking. Haram. Because of the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He says it is time that we change that also to the pleasure of Allah. That just as we say stay, that do ibadat for the pleasure of Allah, we say that stay away from haram also for the pleasure of Allah. That means my Allah is so merciful, so kind, He is so loving, He has been so generous, He has been showering upon me His gifts day and night. It is not befitting of me that I should be displeasing Him with my sins. So I should be pleasing Him by staying away from what is displeasing to Him. In other words, staying away from haram also should be for the sake of our Allah's pleasure. When the love of Allah Ta'ala will settle in the heart, when the love of Rasulullah Paak Sallam will settle in the heart, then it will become extremely easy to give up all this haram. Then that person will not enjoy haram. He will become restless in haram. And this is the call of this majlis all the time, of this program all the time, that if we want sukoon, if we want peace, contentment, satisfaction, tranquility, serenity, joy, happiness, then until we don't take that pain of restraining ourselves from haram, we won't get anywhere. We won't get anywhere. We'll get sawab for some ibadah that we will make. But throughout our lives, we will have that emptiness in our heart. Emptiness. So, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. The best part is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose this particular ayat of the other three. One of them is this, for the in nikah khutbah, In Nikah Khutbah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited this ayat. Now Nikah is an occasion of happiness, an occasion of joy. It is a kind of a celebration. So we have been given a certain allowance to celebrate, to be happy, to be joyous. Nobody says that you must sit and start crying the whole day, Nikah day. If the husband and wife, both of them just sit and cry, they'll say, what kind of a marriage is this? There must be happiness, there must be joy, there must be, both parties must be happy. Therefore there is distribution, there is walima, therefore there is some distribution of khajur or some, or any other sweets or anything of that nature to express happiness. But in the khutbah itself, at the time of Nikah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited this verse in which there is a call to the believers that you must fear Allah as He should be feared. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fear is mentioned, and that fear which is born out of love for Allah ta'ala. Because it's an occasion of happiness, a person is bound to go overboard. He is bound to violate the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is bound to forget those ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's going to be wastage, there's going to be israf, there's going to be show, there's going to be haram entertainment, there is going to be so many other things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with, which this person will be tempted to indulge in on this occasion of happiness. Therefore he is being warned three times, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum. So that the person always remembers on such occasions that my Allah hasn't gone to sleep, or I haven't gone out of the kingdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I am not free and at liberty to do whatever I will. I am a slave of Allah. Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, that incident you have heard before also, that he purchased a slave. In those days there was slavery, but that slavery was not the type of slavery that we read of in the books, where there was beating. I'm talking about those who were Muslims. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked those Muslims to treat those slaves as their brothers. There's a whole history behind it. It was a way of getting freedom for them slowly. Nevertheless, when he purchased this slave was a very nek and a pious person. So he asked him, he said, what is your name? He said, whatever name you give to me, that's my name. So what would you like to eat? He said, whatever you give me to eat, I will eat. What clothes would you like to wear? He said, whatever clothes you give me to wear, I will wear. Where would you like to sleep? He said, wherever you make me sleep, I will sleep. He said, but don't you have any desire of your own? He says, if I had desire of my own, why should I have been a slave? You are my master and I'm your slave. Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, it is reported in Tariq that he fell down unconscious. And afterwards he said, when they asked him that what is it that made you unconscious? He says, this slave taught me how to be the slave of my Allah. The slave taught me how to be the slave of my Allah. I am the slave of Allah. How can I have my own will and my own desire? And yet look at Allah Ta'ala's kindness and mercy upon us, that He has not stifled our desires. He has made it permissible for us to indulge in those desires which are good for our bodies, which are good for our health, which is good for our society, which is good for our home, which is good for our family. Those type of desires, Allah Ta'ala made them permissible for us. Otherwise He could have stifled us completely, that you are going to get Jannat, what are you concerned about? Pleasure and happiness in this world. How many things of pleasure Allah Ta'ala has allowed and permitted us. Nikah itself is, Allah Ta'ala could have said that no such thing as Nikah in this world, you're going to get Hoor in Jannat. So you must restrain your desire, that passion I have created in you, must restrain it. Allah Ta'ala had Qudrat, that just as He created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without parents, every now and again He could have created on the surface of the earth 1 billion people and taken away 1 billion. But no, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala allowed us eat this, this is halal for you, that's halal for you, that's halal for you. In business, so many things are halal to earn. So many items are halal to sell. So many things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made halal so that we don't go towards haram. And everything that is good for us, Allah Ta'ala made halal. So if we are the slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we should be pleased with whatever He is pleased with. Hazrat Bahlul Dana, although some call him Majnoon, but he was Dana, very intelligent. They asked him, what's your condition these days? How are you feeling? He said, what are you asking about the person? That everything in this world is operating and functioning according to his will. So he said, how can that happen? That is a claim of being Allah. So some start giving kufr fatwas on him. But then he explained what he meant by that. He said that I have resigned my will to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala is pleased with, I have accepted that. Allah ta'ala's pleasure is my pleasure. So now whatever is happening according to my will. So how can I be depressed? Anything that is happening according to my will, because I have resigned my will to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whatever he is pleased with, I am pleased with. Now when a person has that kind of a heart, then if he doesn't have the kingdoms of Allah in his heart, then what else does he have? When we are talking about kingdoms of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inside his heart, this is what we refer to, kingdoms. That this person has got all the kingdoms in there. Because everything is happening, he says, according to the will of Allah, and he is happy with the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So اتقوا الله حق تقاته and ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Do not leave this world except in a state of Islam. Don't die except as a Muslim. What does it mean? That the condition that the person is going to lead his life, that is what the death is going to come on. There are so many incidents of people who were indulging in certain sins, and they were indulging in those sins without concern. So when they died, they did not get the tawfiq of tawbah from those sins. They died in that same condition. It does not mean that they all died. For example, the person that was committing adultery, he died committing adultery. Some of them died like that too. When the earthquakes took place, how many bodies were found? So many people were having a holiday in the hotel rooms. They were indulging in zina. And the earth shook and the buildings collapsed. And in that state they left this world. But some of them, they don't die like that. But they died in that same sin, means that they did not get the tawfiq of tawbah until their dying day. That means if they were given another day, they would have committed zina on that day too. So they will be raised just like those people that died committing zina, because they didn't make tawbah from zina. Those people who were indulging in watching porn or watching or listening to music, and sometimes they should look around that nobody else is watching, unconcerned about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala watching, and they did not make sincere tawbah from it, and suddenly their death came. So then it means that the person died in that sin, because he didn't make tawbah from that sin. So although he did not die stealing, he did not die committing fraud, he did not die signing the check fraudulently or making an alteration to the signature, forging the signature, he did not die like that. But that was his niyat, that was his intention, that if he was given life until the next day, then he would have committed much more fraud. He would have taken more people for a ride. So it means that he died in that same sin. This is why اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. If we want to die as Muslims, then we have to lead our life as Muslims. The character of Muslims, the akhlaq of Muslims, the dealings of a Muslim, the ibadat of a Muslim, the charity of a Muslim, the generosity and kindness of a Muslim, the sincerity of a Muslim, the taqwa of a Muslim, the zuhud of a Muslim, the sabr of a Muslim, the shukr of a Muslim, the qanaat of the Muslim. Then we can say we are Muslims. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to read the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to make amal on it. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari hai. And then in that amal also there must be ikhlas. If the person has got plenty of amal but no ikhlas, then wal mukhlisun ala khatarin azim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کو صحت دے عافیت دے عزت دے سلامتی دے راحت دے مغفرت دے جنت دے اے اللہ تیری رضا ہم سب کو نصیب فرما اے اللہ تیرے غضب سے اور تیرے عذاب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے اللہ ہمیں دنیا میں بھی بھلائی دے اور آخرت میں بھی بھلائی دے ہمارے ظاہری باطنی ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ امت مسلمہ جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما مجاہدین اسلام کی مدد اور نصرت فرما فلسطین کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما وہاں کے مسلمانوں کی نصرت فرما اے اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما مسجد اقصیٰ کو یہودیوں کے قبضے سے آزاد فرما اے اللہ جہاں کہیں مسلمان مجاہدین محنت کر رہے ہیں ان کی بھرپور نصرت فرما دین کی خدمت اور دین کا کام جہاں کہیں ہو رہا ہے سب کو قبول فرما اے اللہ جب ہمارا موت کا وقت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما موت سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما موت سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما جو ہمارے ماں باپ بھائی بہن رشتہ دار انتقال کر گئے اور اپنی قبروں کے اندر پہنچ گئے اے اللہ ان سب کی مغفرت فرما جنت الفردوس کے اندر اعلیٰ مقامات عطا فرما ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی علی سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین